Welcome to a new reading at Sustainability Reads. I'm reading an article called World Scientists Warning of a Climate Emergency, published in November 2019 in Bioscience. It's written by Ripple Wolf Newsom Barnard Momau, and the access can be accessed online for free. Okay, let's start. Scientists have a moral obligation to clearly warn humanity of any catastrophic threat and tell it like it is. Based on this obligation and the data presented below, we herein proclaim, with more than 10,000 scientists' signatures from all around the world, a clear and unequivocal declaration that a climate emergency exists on planet Earth. Exactly 40 years ago, scientists from 50 nations met at the First World Climate Conference, Geneva 1979, and agreed that alarming trends for climate change made it urgently necessary to act. Since then, similar alarms have been made through the 1992 Rio Summit, the 1997 Kyoto Protocol, the 2015 Paris Agreement, as well as scores of other global assemblies and scientists, explicit warnings of insufficient progress. Yet greenhouse gases emissions are still rising, with increasingly damaging effects on the Earth's climate. An immense change of scale in endeavors to conserve our biosphere is needed to avoid untold suffering due to the climate crisis. Most public discussions on climate change are based on global surface temperature only, an inadequate measure to capture the breadth of human activities and real dangers stemming from a warming planet. Policymakers and the public now urgently need access to a set of indicators that convey the effects of human activity on GHG emissions and the consequent impacts on climate, our environment, and society. Building on prior work, we present a suite of graphical vital signs of climate change over the last 40 years for human activities that can affect GHG emissions/climate change and actual climatic impacts. We use only relevant data sets that are clear, understandable, systematically collected for at least the last 5 years, and updated at least annually. The climate crisis is closely linked to excessive consumption of the wealthy lifestyle. The most affluent countries are mainly responsible for the historical GHG emissions and generally have the greatest per capita emissions. Here we show general patterns, mostly at a global scale, as there are many climate efforts that involve individual regions and countries. Our vital signs are designed to be useful to the public, policymakers, the business community, and those working on implementation of the Paris Climate Agreement, the UN's Sustainable Development Goals, and the Aichi Biodiversity Targets. Profoundly troubling signs from human activities include sustained increase in both human and ruminant livestock populations, per capita meat production, world gross domestic product, global tree cover loss, fossil fuel consumption, number of air passengers carried, CO2 emissions, and per capita CO2 emissions since 2000. Encouraging signs include decreases in global fertility, birth rates, decelerated forest loss in the Brazilian Amazon, increases in consumption of solar and wind power, institutional fossil fuel divestment of more than $7 trillion, and the proportion of GHG emissions covered by carbon pricing. However, the decline in human fertility rates has substantially slowed during the last 20 years, and the pace of forest loss in Brazil's Amazon has now started to increase again. Consumption of solar and wind energy has increased 373% per decade, yet in 2018 it was still 28 times smaller than fossil fuel consumption, combined gas, coal, and oil. As of 2018, approximately 14% of global GHG emissions were covered by carbon pricing. But the global emissions weighted average price per ton of carbon dioxide was only around $15. a much higher carbon fee price is needed. Annual fossil fuel subsidies to energy companies have been fluctuating, and due to a recent spike, they were greater than $400 billion in 2018. Especially disturbing are concurrent trends in the vital signs of climatic impacts. 3 abundant atmospheric GHG, CO2, methane and nitrous oxide, continue to increase, as does global surface temperature. Globally, ice has been rapidly disappearing, evidenced by declining trends in minimum summer Arctic sea ice, Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets, and glacier thickness worldwide. Ocean heat content, ocean acidity, sea level, area burned in the United States, and extreme weather and associated damage costs have all been trending upward. Climate change is predicted to greatly impact marine, freshwater, and terrestrial life, from plankton and corals to fishes and forests. These issues highlight the urgent need for actions. Despite 40 years of global climate negotiations, with few exceptions, we have generally conducted business as usual and have largely failed to address this predicament. The climate crisis has arrived, and it is accelerating faster than most scientists expected. It is more severe than anticipated, threatening natural ecosystems and the faith of humanity. Especially worrisome are potential climate tipping points and nature's reinforcing feedbacks, atmospheric, marine, and terrestrial, that could lead to a catastrophic hothouse Earth well beyond the control of humans. These climate change reactions could cause significant disruptions to ecosystems, society, and economies, potentially making large areas of Earth uninhabitable. To secure a sustainable future, we must change how we live in ways that improve the vital signs summarized by our graphs. Economic and population growth are among the most important drivers of increases in CO2 emissions from fossil fuel combustion. Thus, we need bold and drastic transformations regarding economic and population policies. We suggest 6 critical and interrelated steps, in no particular order, that governments, businesses, and the rest of humanity can take to lessen the worst effects of climate change. These are important steps, but are not the only actions needed or possible. 1. Energy. The world must quickly implement massive energy efficiency and conservation practices, replace fossil fuels with low-carbon renewables and other cleaner sources of energy, if safe for people and the environment. We should leave remaining stocks of fossil fuel in the ground and carefully pursue effective negative emissions using technology such as carbon extraction from the source and capture from the air, and by enhancing natural systems. Wealthier countries need to support poorer nations in transitioning away from fossil fuels. We must swiftly eliminate subsidies to fossil fuels corporations and use effective and fair schemes for steadily escalating carbon prices to restrain the use of fossil fuels. Short-lived pollutants. We need to promptly reduce emissions of short-lived climate pollutants, including methane, black carbon, and hydrofluorocarbons. Doing this could slow climate feedbacks and potentially reduce the short-term warming trend by over 50% over the next few decades, while saving millions of lives and increasing crop yields due to reduced air pollution. The 2060 Kigali Amendment to phase down HFCs is welcomed. Nature. We must protect and restore Earth's ecosystems. Phytoplankton, coral reefs, forests, savannas, grasslands, wetlands, peatlands, soils, mangroves, and seagrasses contribute greatly to sequestration of atmospheric CO2. Marine and terrestrial plants, animals, and microorganisms play significant roles in carbon and nutrient cycling and storage. We need to quickly curtail forest and biodiversity loss, protecting the remaining primary and intact forests, especially those with high carbon stores, and younger forests with the capacity to rapidly sequester carbon, proforestation, while accomplishing reforestation and afforestation where appropriate at enormous scales. Although available land may be limiting in spaces, up to a third of emissions reductions needed by 2030 for the Paris Agreements, below two scenario, could be obtained with these natural climate solutions. Food. Eating mostly plant-based foods while reducing the global consumption of animal products, especially ruminant livestock, can improve human health and significantly lower GHG emissions, including methane in step 2. Moreover, this will free up croplands for growing much-needed human plant food instead of livestock feed, while releasing some grazing land to support natural climate solutions. Cropping practices such as minimum tillage that increase soil carbon are vitally important. We need to drastically reduce the enormous amount of food waste around the world. Economy. Excessive extraction of materials and over-exploitation of ecosystems, driven by economic growth, must be quickly curtailed to maintain long-term sustainability of the biosphere. We need a carbon-free economy that explicitly addresses human dependence on the biosphere and policies that guide economic decisions accordingly. Goals need to shift from GDP growth and the pursuit of affluence towards supporting ecosystem and human well-being by prioritizing basic needs and reducing inequality. Population. Still increasing by roughly 80 million people a year, or over 200,000 a day, we must stabilize and ideally gradually reduce the world population within a framework that ensures social integrity. There are proven and effective policies that strengthen human rights while lowering fertility rates and lessening the impacts of population growth on GHG emissions and biodiversity loss. Those policies involve making family planning services available to all people and removing barriers to their access, and achieving full gender equity, including primary and secondary education, as a global norm for all, especially girls and young women. Mitigating and adapting to climate change while honoring the diversity of humans entails major transformations in the ways our global society functions and interacts with natural ecosystems. We are encouraged by a recent surge of concerns. Governmental bodies are making climate emergency declarations, school children are striking, ecocide lawsuits are proceeding in the courts, grassroots citizen movements are demanding change, and many countries, states and provinces, cities and businesses are responding. As an alliance of world scientists, we stand ready to assist decision makers in a just transition to a sustainable and equitable future. We urge widespread use of vital signs, which will better allow policymakers, the private sector, and the public to understand the magnitude of this crisis, track progress, and realign priorities for alleviating climate change. The good news is that such transformative change, with social and economic justice for all, promises far greater human well-being in the long run than thus business as usual. We believe that prospects will be greatest if decision makers and all of humanity promptly respond to this warning and declaration of a climate emergency and act to sustain life on planet Earth, our only home.